Joining us in the studio right now is Antonio Franklin and Pam Ellison of Lock Apparel EDA. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for letting us come
in. And ladies, I'm sorry, Pam.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having us today.
You bet. PJ, why don't you introduce Antonio to us?
Well, yeah, I'd love to. Antonio Franklin comes to us from the U of M Morris, and he's going to be here all summer, and if I have anything to say about it, into the fall as well. And he's helping me get a big project done this summer for the EDA. And so Antonio's just humming right along, right. And I'm going to let him talk about the project, but it's an exciting project. We're trying to give more value added to our customers and clients in the business community, and we're starting out with this project by launching the banner ad.
Okay. Antonio, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
You better,
listeners.
So I'm originally a South Dakota native, mm-hmm. From Brookings, South Dakota.
Okay.
I've been in Morris for 3 years.
Going to college up there?
Going to college there at the University of Minnesota Morris. I will be finishing here this fall, graduating, so I'll intern up until this fall of 2017.
Okay. Business major? Or?
Business major and political science.
Oh, okay.
So I'm enjoying the community so far. I've been here for about a month working, and we have some great businesses here and a lot of great folks.
That's right. We had Antonio and I and Chris, the office manager here at the radio station, had the opportunity to golf together in the Madison Healthcare Services. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
It was a lot of fun. I'm not the avid golf player, but I enjoyed going out, meeting some people. And
It was a fun time. Fun day.
Great day.
All right. What have you been working on, Antonio?
We've been doing a banner ad. We're trying to get all businesses, organizations, and even home-based businesses on our website. We want to add a value-added service for all businesses. So we want everybody to come and contact us and get their picture, their contact information on our website. So we want your Facebook, if you have one, link to your website, link to your page, and link to your website. So it'll increase marketability for your business. Also help people coming to the community be aware of what we have for businesses here in town.
Now, we're talking about the economic development, Lock Apparel Economic Development website.
Yes.
That if you're a business in Lock Apparel County, you can put that on your EDA website.
That's correct.
Right.
And that's a big benefit to
Very
them,
big
right?
benefit.
All right.
And, you know, with Facebook, social media is a very big marketing tool. So if you don't have one, we can help set that up for you as well.
Okay.
And if you need a picture taken, we can come out and take a picture of your storefront and place that on your link.
Okay. Yeah, pretty valuable tool, isn't it, PJ?
Yeah, it really is. And the thing is that we want to offer it free to our businesses, organizations, and like churches, anybody, service organizations like Kiwanis or Chamber. Everybody can get an ad on our banner ad. We're working at designing it in just the right place right now, but we're hoping for that to go live as we get the ads in, so you will see things change as we go.
Okay.
And the other thing that's really important is there's a autofill form for the contact information right on our website. So if you go to www.lqpeda.com, all one word, lqpeda.com. You will see on the home page a box right near the top of the page that will send you up by live link over to that autofill form, and you can fill it all out online. And then it goes directly to Antonio's email address, and his email address is intern@lqpeda.com. So then he will start working on the ads right away and maybe call you back if there are some things that he needs to talk to you about. But the other thing that Antonio's been doing, which I find really great, is that what he's going out to these businesses, he's learning a lot of things from people by just talking to them about things that we can do better as the county EDA, which is really valuable for us to be able to help our business people much more comprehensively. And everybody loves Antonio. He's a real easy guy to talk to. And so he's getting some great information. And there are some other things that are going to come out of this, hopefully, in the coming year that will be of great service to the business community.
Right. Okay. Yeah, Antonio, you've been going to business and getting to meet the owners and employees, huh?
Yeah, I have.
How's that been going for you?
It's going pretty well. So far, I've just been here in Madison meeting businesses and I'm enjoying it. Yep. You know, getting out, meeting people, and also finding out what it is that these businesses want more in this community. Mm-hmm. And it could be amenities that we're missing. And it's good for us to know because we can help provide a better service to the community.
Right. Yeah, I know there's been talk, especially in the Madison community, about the community center. You know, we've due to retirement, Kennedy's Bakery has closed. And, you know, we want to keep businesses going and things like that, right?
Right. And, you know, going around talking to the business owners, we do have a lot that are in retirement age.
Yeah.
And having a plan in place to figure out how to get these, to continue these businesses is important.
Yep.
You know, so we've been talking about doing apprenticeship programs to possibly have someone come in that may be interested in taking that business over and have them learn, and it'd be a grant program.
Yep. Good. All right. You guys are hard at it, I understand.
Yes. We're trying to be.
And before I let you go, my number, so if anybody needs to get a hold of me and has any questions about the banner ad, my number is 320-598-7976. That's 320-598-7976. And you'll be seeing me in towns around the county pretty soon. So the next city town I'll be going to is Dawson.
Okay. So. Yeah, that's very important. So if you're a business owner, you're listening, just give Antonio or PJ a call and or go on their website. What's the website again?
www.lqpeda.com.
.com. Pretty simple. Go ahead, PJ.
Can I just say one more thing? One of the things we're trying to reach out to is people that are running businesses from their homes that we may not be aware of because they don't have a sign out or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And we want you to encourage you to come on and fill out the banner ad as well, because you don't have to take a picture of your house. You don't have to have people come to your house, but we can do a banner ad that would be appropriate for you, so that if you want a Facebook page or you already have a Facebook page, we can link it to your Facebook page, but we can also get a feel for who's out there doing business in their home, and we can customize that. And we also want to start forming a list of all the businesses so that we're doing justice to all the businesses, and we're also trying to start a home-based business group that meets once in a while that we host. So yeah,
great idea. There's a lot of home-based businesses, aren't there?
Yes. Yeah,
a lot.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in and letting us know what's going on at the Lock Parle EDA, and welcome to Madison, Antonio.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you for having me.
You
thanks
bet.
A lot, Paul.
All right. And once again, check out the website, LQPEDA.com. Check that out. And you can the homepage will come up there, and you can see what Antonio and PJ are talking about.
Sounds great.
All right. That's PJ Ellison and Antonio Franklin from the Lock Parle EDA.